George Ezra, Budapest, 1146. BBC Hereford and Worcester. So they've done this research and a lot of parents are abandoning traditional lullabies, you know, your rockabye baby on the treetop, for your own favourite song, you rock the Casbah instead. Oh dear. How can that ever get a baby off to sleep? Anything from Vanilla Ice and Pitbull to rugby songs and TV ads, they're singing them all. You've had a lot of fun with this on the telephone, the text and the email this morning. Keep them coming. The songs you sang to your children to get them off to sleep. The songs you went off to sleep to if you were a child. Let's talk to an expert in child development and music now. She's just the person for this. She's Karen Scher, and Karen joins us on the line now. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
What do you make of this trend? We're ditching Sing a Song of Sixpence for Ice Ice Baby, it seems.
If you're singing songs to children as a lullaby when they're going to sleep, or if you're singing to them in the day.
Ah.
Some songs, like some parents have told us, that when popular television programs come on and the children dance to bounce up and down to the songs, the theme tune to EastEnders, that's not going to get them to sleep because they associate that with bouncing up and down.
Yes.
Whereas a traditional lullaby, something like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star,
yeah,
that might send them to sleep. It just depends what the child gets used to.
But we're abandoning Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and Nelly the Elephant for, as I say, Ice Ice Baby, Swing Low Sweet Chariot and Rock the Casbah. I don't know. Does it work?
If that's what the baby and child is used to,
yeah,
then yes, it will.
Yeah.
Having said that, I mean, I'm founder of Musical Minis, a preschool music class. We did a survey at the end of last year, an online survey, and we found that Twinkle Twinkle Little Star is the most popular nursery rhyme.
Oh.
And that's always been a traditional favourite, and that is used as a lullaby as well.
Do you think it's important that children go to sleep with a song, with a lullaby?
Not necessarily. It can be if that's what the child is used to, but then if you've got a child who's only used to going to sleep with a particular song, if that song isn't there or somebody's not there to sing it to them, or you want them to go to sleep at a different time, it might not work if that's what they associate.
And is it cheating putting a CD on? We used to put a tape recording on. If we couldn't sing the songs, then someone else could sing them for. That's okay, isn't
not
it?
Not cheating
that's
at all,
cheating,
but there has been research that children do prefer,
yeah,
the parents' voice.
Yeah.
And it also helps them with language development, communication, and it's a nice bonding skill between the parent and child.
And do you think it helps children in the end to start appreciating music?
I'm sure it does, because it's how children learn with the melody and the rhythm, and it will just help them appreciate, and it's an easier way to learn for them. But you'll get some children who love rock and roll and some,
yeah,
children who love classical, depending,
yeah,
on what they've heard as they've grown up.
And, of course, they're watching shows on the television that are often music-based, so they'll pick songs and tunes up from that, won't they?
Yes.
Tell me about Musical Minis, then. What is that?
It's preschool music group from birth, really, up to nursery, or five, depending when children go to school. That's child development using music. Mums or dads or carers come with their children once a week, and we have groups up and down the country.
Yes, so how important then, let me ask you this question, is music in a child's development generally?
Very important.
Yeah.
It's really just to help them, language skills, communication, coordination. It's just what they get used to. We do actions with songs, and they get used to the actions that go with the songs. And just as a development aid and tool, it really works, and it's something nice for the parent to do with the child to bond.
Do they sing? Do they play instruments? Do they do all of that?
Mixture of everything.
Yeah.
Singing and instruments that are safe for very young children.
Tambourine.
Tambourines, maracas.
Maracas. Gotcha.
Anything.
Yeah.
You see, if they're used to a song in our setting, for example, Wheels on the Bus, and they're used to doing all the actions, it's not going to be great for them to go to sleep to.
No, that you see, you've hit your nail on your head there, because Wheels on the Bus go round and round. It drives me round the bend. But, I mean, it's a song that you do actions to, therefore, and wind the bobbin up. They do that at nursery school. So you, actions, songs with actions are no good for lullabies.
Unless that's what the child is used to
used
doing
to.
It without the action.
Yeah, you could fall asleep while doing an action. I don't know. I'm a traditionalist. What would be your favourite lullaby to go to? That's got to be Twinkle Twinkle, isn't it?
Twinkle Twinkle.
Yeah.
All the, on the music boxes, the bits of classical music that my children had when they were little. I think it's important to for children to hear everything, bits of all sorts of music. So they're not just limited to nursery rhymes or to classical music. It's much better when they can hear a wide spectrum.
Yeah, gotcha. Thank you very much indeed for your time, Karen.
That's okay.
Karen Scher, she runs the organisation Musical Minis. What were you? Were you a rock baby or a rockabye baby? Do tell me.